Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
10 p.m. Sunday night. Where else are you going to be? I'll tell you where you're going to be. Radio St. Pete. And what are you listening to? Of course you're listening to the Indie Circuit. My name is Mal, and tonight... Oh, hang on to your hats. Tonight we have a very special guest from very far away.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Kyoko Takas.
Welcome. And where are you from?
I'm from Kyoto in Japan.
Kyoto, Japan.
Yeah.
That's a very long flight to our...
Yeah, it's about 20 hours.
20 hours. And she just landed... just for this show. It was crazy.
Yes.
She flew in, landed right outside the studio here, and came in and was like, okay, I'm ready to do this show. Where are we going? And I said, yes, ma'am. Okay, all joking aside, when was the first time you came to America?
I came to America in 2008?
2008?
For 1 year, one school year.
One school year. So, yes. Okay, at that point in your life, 2008, you landed here,
yes.
Went to a local high school. What
yes.
was it, the Pinellas Park?
Yes, Pinellas Park High School.
Ah, okay. And, let's just, I can assume you had a lot of worries or joy. Like, what was your main... hope or dream when you were coming before you got to America? What did you think?
Oh, like I had kind of stereotypes that America is only that there is a person that who speaks English only speak English. But I went to the school, so that is so many international.
Oh yeah! Yeah. Oh yeah!
There speaks Spanish and many Asians. I was surprised
because mostly Japan is. Japan.
Yeah, all Japanese, and
yeah,
then
of course.
They all speak only Japanese.
Yeah, see, I went to Korea,
yeah.
And I tried to explain to the students there that, you know, in America, you're standing next to someone who's speaking Spanish, someone
yeah.
speaking Vietnamese,
yeah.
you know, English, so it's you were very surprised by
yes.
that.
Yes.
Now, were the students and school teachers, were they very nice? Or were
yes,
they?
Very nice and very friendly.
Oh, okay.
More friendly, yeah.
Nice. No problems?
Nice. No.
Good.
Nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
So what was the biggest... So you had a lot of that. So what was the... okay, I guess what was the easiest thing?
Easiest things?
Yeah.
But the food?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, Japanese and American junk food.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Burgers and pizzas.
Same
and crap,
yeah.
Yeah.
A little different.
Yeah, a little different.
But same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And
good.
Then what was the most, what did you miss the most? I'll say that. What was?
When I was in here.
Yeah, when you were in America
yeah.
and you thought of Japan, what did you miss the most saying, oh, I sure could, I really wish I had,
But.
Maybe miso or maybe.
Yes, soy sauce, like taste of like Japanese.
Fresh
yeah.
brewed
yeah,
soy
yeah.
sauce, not out
soy
of a bottle.
Sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, probably your mom's good home cooking.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, my mom's.
Everyone always misses
yeah.
mom, you know.
Miso soup that my mom made.
Ain't no miso in America other than that little packet.
Yeah.
And that's not the same, is it? All right, we're going to go to a music break. And then when we come back, we're going to delve deeper into the past, the present, maybe the future. Who knows?
Okay.
All right, here's some music. We'll be right back.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
ただ今を感じていけるんだ時間に指輪が迫るから触れてしまいそうな心をさ縛られてる時間が嫌なの Remix.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw.
All right, and we're back. Hey, you remember how every week I would play that Japanese music and I always say, well, I don't know what the name of the song is because I can't read Japanese. Well, now I have someone with me that can read Japanese this week. So we have translated. We've broken the code. That was Ginny Oops from the Benton label. I played for you Time, Ho, Communication, and Minx. Huh? How about that? Instead, I used every week I would just go, I don't know, and Time, and I don't know. So now I can tell you, and isn't it great, everyone?
I can translate.
Yeah, see? We're going to have to hire you on and translator. You're going to be our international translator.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Great. So, and I all my audience knows, obviously, my deep love for Japan. I always talk a great deal about it and the culture and the music and stuff. Mm-hmm. I like the music a lot in Japan. Mm-hmm. But oddly enough, the crazy music I find in Japan is the same as the American stuff. No one's ever heard of it. Like, I always find really obscure, like, who? I don't know. So, anyway. So, okay, now, fast forward. You know, you were there in 2007, and then you went home to Japan after a year. I did the same thing in Korea, and you get home, and things aren't the same in home, are they? Like, when you got back to Japan, what was it hard to get used to Japanese life again?
Yes.
You don't think that you would, but it is.
Yeah.
So
it's a little bit difficult to speak Japanese to my parents when I got to the airport. Hi, kind of English and Japanese and mixed.
Did your dad make fun of you?
Yeah. What are you talking? Yeah.
And then what did you miss about America when you were in Japan?
Got the cats.
Oh, cats! Yes, yeah. Always a fan favorite.
Yes.
Because now the house is filled with four insane little kitties who are wrecking all my meager possessions week in and week out. So.
What else? And of course, what else? But.
Just go back to work, right? Yeah, because see, now when you were in America, you went to your you did that class year of class count towards your high school or
yes.
Oh, it did count.
Yeah.
So then you went back and you had one more year of school, of high school,
or one more year and then
college.
Yeah.
College. Okay. Yes. So yeah, I know some students come over and then they don't. That doesn't even count. So it's like a year gone, but years counted. That's good.
Yeah.
So where is you live in Kyoto?
Yes.
So what is Kyoto famous for? If Japanese, it's like when Japan says go to Kyoto for, what would
Kyoto
you?
Kyoto has many old temples and shrines, and Kyoto is very old city. So
And for you American listeners, which most of you are American listeners. When she says old, she doesn't mean 1776.
No.
Old means old. See, Americans don't realize we're a very young country. Yeah. We're very, very young.
Yeah.
What are some of your old shrines?
Like 16 something or like 15 something.
Yeah, can you imagine that's old?
Yeah.
I remember I went to a shrine in Japan. I don't remember where it was. It had the oldest tree in Japan.
Oldest tree?
Oldest tree.
Oldest tree.
And it was insane. It was like 2,000 years old or something like that. I'm like, what? You know, and I didn't. You don't touch it. I was like, oh my God. I'm the guy that knocks it over. I don't want to be the American guy who knocked over the oldest tree in Japan. So you just kind of walk carefully by it. But
yes.
That would be bad. I don't think I'd be allowed back in Japan if that happened, and that would be sad.
So funny.
So, you know, but I always... I only got to stay about a month total, a little bit over a month in Japan.
Yeah.
And I always think so much. I really, really loved it in Japan. Mm-hmm. I can't really say enough about it. If you haven't been to Japan, my gosh, please try to make it there, and you'll really be blown away by the style and the culture. It's a very cool country.
I think that Kyoto is the best tourist place in Japan.
Yeah. Osaka is very nice.
Yeah.
Kyoto is very nice. Tokyo is a pretty tough city.
Yeah, crowded.
It's not mean, like, it's not like America where you're in trouble, like bad parts, but it's very crowded. You can't.
Yeah.
I remember I was with a person that lived in Japan, and we got lost in the subway because it looked like spaghetti thrown against the wall. Like, when you looked at the map, you're like, I don't even know if this is real. I don't even know what I'm looking at here, you know, so it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some more. I think it's going to be all Japanese music this week, so you better like, you know, some of this great stuff I'm bringing to you. All right, listening out there, anyone? Of course you do. All right, here's some more music. We'll be right back.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Yeah.
恐ろしい恐ろしいすいませんあなたは誰でしたかね忘れてしまいたい。
They always freak out when you leave the scene of an accident, you know?
The smog monster, spewing its poisonous venom over the earth. Only one force dared stand up to its overpowering evil. Godzilla! See Godzilla versus the smog monster. Two monsters battling for the domination of the earth. Godzilla versus the smog monster. An American International Pictures release in color rated G. Godzilla versus the smog monster. The battle for life on Earth.
All right, so after you get done watching The Smog Monster, that was, of course, one of my favorite bands of all time, Red Bacteria Vacuum. And again, huh? So that was Horror Samba, Love Music, and Play for Antonio. All right, we're back.
Yep.
So now let's try and... I'm trying to think of some things. What do you... Now you're back a second time. What do you like about the area? What, like, Florida? I'm sure... Did any of your other friends go to different places in the country?
Yes.
And what was their... What, like, when you talked about your experiences, what was the differences?
Like, we can go to the beach very close.
Yeah. Oh, in Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
But some friends is it like a little bit into the countryside.
Ah.
So yeah, just mountains. Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
I go to the shopping malls and it's close, so that's so nice.
Yeah, and also of course Disney.
Yeah, Disney.
A million times. So that's cool. Yeah, and what was some of the now where was did anyone of your friends go to like Canada or any other countries or?
Yes. Yeah, my friends was in Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Japan, Australia is very popular with Japan, isn't it? Like many Japanese go to Australia?
Yeah. But the Australia is the sunshine is very strong and then they that it's crazy strong.
Oh, really?
So they wear hats every day and then like sun cut, but on the sun cut.
Oh, yeah, sunburn.
Yeah. A sunburn.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, we get that here too, but not.
Yeah.
We have a lot of air conditioning here.
Yes. Nice.
Yeah. So that's one thing I didn't realize living in America until I traveled abroad. Only America uses air conditioning like we do. It's always cold and stores are cold and like. Everything is cold, and every other country, not so much.
No.
Very hot.
No, that America's every room, even its bathroom.
Every room.
Air conditioning, the bathroom. Do we need this?
Well, yes.
Yes. Okay.
No,
okay.
But yes.
Okay.
I know, it's very, it's almost like frivolous or very wasteful. But that's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
I know when of course I talk a lot about going to Korea, and Japan. I remember the family I stayed with in Japan.
Yeah.
I was using the air conditioner in my bedroom, and because it was very hot, and I noticed no one else was, and I felt very almost like ashamed that I was using the air conditioning. Like they didn't care, but I kind of felt I felt like I was. Not, I shouldn't have. But I still did. It was so hot. But, I mean, and I guess you're just not used to it. If you're not used to it, you're not used to it, you know.
That I guess that only one room in Japan, like mm-hmm. only living room.
And yeah, usually then they yeah. shut the mats or yeah. not the mats, the doors.
Yes.
So like they're much more economical where they'll yeah. shut the
all doors.
The pets come in, the family comes in, everyone sits in the one room and whatever, watches TV yeah. Or has tea or beer or yeah. whatever, and just, you know, and it's a little bit nicer. much more economical. Yeah. And I always wondered, I wonder if it's because of the cost. Is it very expensive, or is it just very much more conscious of?
I think it's not expensive, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just do it because it's better for the environment or better yes. not to use so much energy. Yeah.
I think so.
That's a flaw of America. we don't really understand restraint. One of the other things I loved about Japan was seeing the cars. They're so small,
yes.
but they're so comfortable.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, like the one car I was with traveling with a family going yeah. somewhere, and there was two more people. So there was the three from the family, then me, that made four, mm-hmm. and then there was a brother and the girlfriend. And I'm like, this math ain't adding up because it was a tiny little car,
yeah.
and they just pop the back seat up, and there's a third row of seats, and everyone was comfortable. And I was like, wow, this is incredible, like.
Oh.
The interior was roomier than the car looked yeah. like it should have been. And I was like, I was like, is this a different car? What are we getting into? You know, it was really odd. But just some little things like that are kind of neat when you go and just watch and observe stuff. You know, when you're looking at different countries, it's not right or wrong. It's just yeah. different, you know. Yeah. And I think that's something I really hate, how people say that's wrong or that's dumb. And I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're not right. There's no yeah, right or wrong. Thing. It's just different, you know. Yeah. But yeah, so what were some of the funnier observations? And feel free to make fun of America. I do all the time. Like, what's some of the funniest things where you're like, what the heck? You know?
But everything big, like one, like food of one portion is too big. I cannot
so big.
Eat everything. No, yeah.
And then, and like, isn't it funny? Everything is like that. If you want a glass, if you want a drink, it's yeah. like 20 ounces of soda. Yes. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, American small size is Japanese
biggest,
large size.
No, bigger,
large,
bigger.
Large
yeah.
Size.
I actually thought that was really great when you, like, to be able to get a small soda.
Oh.
Just a sip. It's not a sip. It,
yeah.
It would be maybe 4 or 5 ounces. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, I remember my parents when they were growing up, that's how Coca-Cola was. Mm-hmm. It was in a very small bottle.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yes.
And it gets bigger.
That's enough.
And bigger and bigger and bigger. And now you have a bigger.
No.
You're like,
too much.
Too much.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's weird, right?
Yeah.
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 Now in Japan, does they have Korea had like little metal cups in anywhere that you could pull down and fill with water.
Oh.
And drink water. Like at a cafeteria, there was just metal cups.
Metal cups? And yeah. use.
And you just drink water and you could just. And you just set it back and everyone just.
Oh.
No? Not, no. No. Okay. So in Japan, it's a little bit more like America where you got to buy everything. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. We're going to take some more music break and we'll be right back to a little bit more comparisons. Why not? Right? We're here.
Hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Me to let me and so have I ever to know you always tell me perhaps a million times that
Yeah.
And we're back.
Okay,
last segment. Man, this time goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm trying to think of, let's say an exchange student is sitting at home and dreaming of America and stumbles upon this, what would some things you would say to them, to try and say, to make their lives easier? Like, what would you say to up-and-coming exchange students that are coming to America and,
I think that it's better to get the job if we can speak English or we stay a few years in the United States. So, that's nice to hire. Yeah.
It's good. I wish I've tried numerous times in vain to learn Japanese. I know some words, but I can't piece stuff together. You know, it's sounds kind of dumb, but I try, you know. Yeah. What else? Like, what would you say to them as far as getting ready? Like, just try and, think of what you learned, and then what would you say to them or someone going to another country?
Oh.
Like, words of wisdom,
I want to travel many countries. Mm. Yeah. I'm not sure. I just work and spend some monies. Yeah. And
it's no good, right? Yeah. Unfortunately, that becomes just what life is. You just work and sleep and work and sleep, and you're like, oh my God, I got nothing, you know? You look back on your life and realize you've thrown it away. Those precious moments are gone, you know? I know. I've done a lot of reflecting on that kind of stuff recently. Obviously, most everyone knows my father passed away a few months ago. It changes how you think about stuff because you know, he lived a full life. He was a very funny guy, very fun.
Yes.
But, you know, you have to make the most out of every moment because before you know it, it's all gone.
Okay.
You know? Wow, what a downer. You know, I'm like such a downer guy. Jeez. I didn't mean it that way, but that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
Now, I know I'm assuming you're going to be visiting America. Now you have a nice place to stay often.
Yes.
But where else would you? What else would you want to go next? Like, where would the next one? Like, Germany or France or what? You know.
I want to go, like, Indonesia. Yeah.
That's Bali. Probably pretty, and that's probably cheap and easy for Japanese, right?
Yes.
Like, nice.
Yes. And also, my friends is working there.
Oh, some place to stay.
Yes.
I think you could probably stay in Alaska. I think you have an inn there. You know, you can visit grandma up in Alaska. I'm just saying, maybe in the summer.
I want to see auroras.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
I think we can make that happen.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. You know.
Yeah.
We'll try.
Yeah. That's so nice. Sounds so nice. I'm gonna go.
Moose and snow and Eskimos.
Yeah. In the summertime.
Yes.
Exactly. Of course. I hate the cold.
Yeah, you do. You hate the cold.
I hate.
I was never so cold as when I went to Japan. It was so funny. Like, I went to Japan in the summer, and then I had a second chance to go there again in the winter in my year in Korea. When I went to Japan, it was the hottest part of the summer.
Oh.
And then when I went, it was the coldest part of the winter. I was like, oh my God. I thought I was dying.
No.
I was bringing it with me. I don't know. It's crazy.
No. Spring or fall.
Yeah, exactly. Spring or fall. I remember I got yelled at for taking pictures of AKB48.
Oh. Did you just
see it? Yeah, like they came out on the street and I took pictures of them and some guy was like, hey, don't do that. And I was like, all right, whatever. I don't know who the hell they are.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, click. They came out of some cafe.
Oh.
In Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Yeah. And of course then the person I was with drugged me into one of those maid cafes.
Oh.
With the the little girl,
yeah,
the cat maids,
the cat
and and I was like, okay, get me out of here. I said, okay, I can leave now, please. I'm feeling uncomfortable. All right. We're gonna go to some one last music break and then we'll be back for our goodbye. Sayonara?
Yes, yeah, sayonara.
Ah, okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, not yet. Hold on, we're playing some music and we'll be right back.
Okay,
ramblers, let's get rambling.
I'm a lowlander, honey. Beep, beep.
Ni hao, ni hao, ni hao.
Your choices down to five unthinkable options. Each will cause untold misery.
I pick number 3.
You don't even want to read them first?
I was elected to lead, not to read. Number three.
All right. That was Lulu's Marble. Now, I make it a policy to play only bands that I've talked to or got permission from. I broke the rules a little bit on Lulu's Marble. Obviously, they're no longer around. The lead singer passed away. And I tried to get a hold of this group to say, would you let me play their music? But I couldn't get a hold of them, so I don't know. I break the rules every now and then, and I play it because I love them so much. And if they heard me, I think they'd say, it's okay, because look how much he loves me. All right, so that's Lulu Marble. I played Roadrunner, Aso, Blue Mau Mau. And that's going to be it for the... Well, we have like a minute left, so, you know... What's next? We got we only have a day or two left in America. Unfortunately, yeah. It went way too fast. I think we're already planning a much longer stay. Maybe next year. Maybe winter.
No.
No.
Summer. Winter.
Winter.
Yeah.
Here.
Winter.
You went winter here.
Yeah.
Florida. Winter's nicer. Yes. It's still a little too hot right now. For my taste, but you know, well, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
Winter time in Japan would be just right here, I think. You can escape the cold and, you know, be warm.
Mm.
And, I don't know. Well, that's it for this week. This has been the Indie Circuit. you know, this is a one-time deal for now, but thank you very much, Kyoko, from Kyoto.
Kyoko?
Almost rhymed, yeah. Yes. Isn't that nice? it's been wonderful having you here and letting
Thank
us
you.
Learn a little bit more about the beautiful world of Japan and you know, a different perspective on our humble little area here in St. Pete. All right, that's it for this week. We will see you next week on the Indie Circuit, a Radio St. Pete exclusive.